We are continuing our Shu'urim on Etz Chaim. We are still in Sha'a Aleph Aleph Beis, Dosh, Igudim V'Yosha. I'm not going to call out the page because everybody has a different page number. But it's just at the beginning, it's where it begins the paragraph, I have a paragraph, V'hine, Achat Tzimtzum. Yeah, okay. V'hine, so let's see the Arizal. The Halakha Arizal, what does he say? We spoke at length what the Tzimtzum is all about. We'll speak about more a little bit about what it's a Hagah over here, Hagah Vav. Actually, it's Kedai, let's do the Hagah Vav while we're at it. It's called the Hagah, which is called the Hagah to Biurim, which we're going to call from now on the Gobi, the Gobi. So Gobi Vav, Nir'u, V'nir Le'an Yuzdati, Kinikuda Ensois Shele Ensof Shom Haya Bechinas Shorish Hadin Shinizgale Arekach Lemata. So remember, as we know, we know the picture. It's a Mokum Ponui, a round circular area. In the middle of there, the Mokum Ensoi, the Nikuda Ensoi, there started the Tzimtzum. And how was the Tzimtzum performed? Through the Shorosh Din. The Din has a koach to push back. That's a koach Din, to restrict and to mitzamsem. So he says, that Nukudu was the Shorosh of Din. Shinizgale achekach lemata. After the Or Ches was pushed back, then the Or Din was Nizgale. Well, the way we learned before, it's actually Or Din was pushed away, pushed the Or Ches. Then he says, umimena nase mokom ha mokom Shuhu Dugmas HaKeli. That's a very important word, Keli. So, that's Keli. The whole Tachlis of this Tzimtzum, if somebody would summarize what's the Tachlis of Tzimtzum, is to Nase Keli. Because without a Keli, you don't have anything. So if you want to summarize all of Chochmas Emes, that means all of Etz Chaim, you just have to know two words, and that is Or and Keli. That's what the Chochmas Emes actually speaks about. So in any Bechina that you're going to speak about, any Shar, any Perek you're going to be learning, you always have to define, always speaking about the Or, always speaking about the Keli. So here is the Shorish of all Keli, which we're going to follow from now on, is over here. The Mokum Chalal is the first instant that we see the Keli. The Shorish of Keli. The Dinim create the Keli.
Let's go around. Din is not called a Keli.
No, it's a koach. Yeah. Umimma shesoyviv anekuda, and what's around this nekuda? Hahi nimshocha achitzonis olomas. So around this nekuda and soy, that means around this mokum ponui as well, you find all the chitzonis olomas. Vayoyse soyviv nimshach pnimius, and the further you go out, the more pnimi. We're going to explain what that means. Chod, faket. The more pinimi is, the more pinimi would be the chitzen, and the more exterior you get, the more chitzen it gets. The more pinimi would be, the more pinimi it gets. But he's saying faket. We'll see the way the lesson is mazbir is going. Udai b'ze shelo nechta shelo nechta. So says the. By the way, this nir le'an is dati is who? This is Chai Vital. This is in Mavor Shorim, if I'm not mistaken. And then he says, "V'hezer." This is Rav Chaim Vital speaking. She'al tafshov ki sham ben mekuda ahi haya giloi din chaz v'shalom. That seems to be just slugging out. We just understanding it, maybe because that he said it earlier on, a line before. He just said, "This is the shor shadinim," which is gali, and now he's saying that chaz v'shalom to say that giloi yadinim. Okay, so I want to show you a Leshem in Biurim, an Oyster Zayin that explains this Gobi very, very nicely. Okay. So let's turn to the Leshem. Those who have the newer print of the Leshem, which is the Tfus of Balzani, it's on page Chavav, actually Chavzayin. Chavzayin, Ois, Tes Zayin. Nearly on his dati, who be divrei Rav Chaim Vital ze be'atzmos, he says himself. Kinekudem sois shele en sof sham ayah b'chinas shor shadim shenizgal v'ach kach lemate. He's just quoting the words now. V'chei mema Shinasa Mokam Shul Dugma Keli Omer Mash is Sovev Al Nikuda Hi Nim Shochu Chitzonis Olamos Omer Yois is Sovev what is further out makes the Pnimius for Dive is the Shul Yichote and Chule Vuchule. Vihine Pashas Dvor Mashma the Mashu Goes to Mahu Sovev Omer Yois is a Sovev and was Omer Al Bechinas All and Sovev Makiv Pashas Shad that he's talking about what's around the Mokam Chalal, that's the outside, that's where you're going to get the Chitzonis Olamos and the Pnimius Olamos. Kihu hasovev et a mitzamtzim, because the all makif remember goes around the mokum tzimtzum. Shohu mokum ba'keli lekol olamos kulam shenasu bo. Ve'oisa mokum ba'keli. He's equating the mokum and the keli as we saw the Rav Chaim said. Hine hu nasim anukudam says she'ama. Right? So how did it start? What was the goal? What was the nekuda which made this whole mokum tzimtzum? Well, that was the mokum emtsoy, which is the mokum din. Ach be'emes kashem o lechavim ken b'chavanosan. Now this is very short to see what he's talking about. The soiviv is the mokum the or makiv. Ki ari lekaman mivaya b'holer kol mitzius do lomos kulam hem nase rak me'akav. Okay, we haven't learned the sugya kav yet, but we'll see in a minute that the kav is going to come into the mokum ponu. That says the Arizal creates all the worlds. It starts off with the world of Adam Kadmon, and then it leads into the world of Akudim and Ikudim and Brudim, and then Atzilus and Bria and Tzia Asiya and all that. All comes from the kav. So how can we talk about over here before the kav? We're talking about the Chitzonis Olamos and the Pnimius Olamos. Kemoshu Mufarsh b'kol ha'dvar levata. So it's a bit of a steal. Where the Olamos come from? From the kav, or they come from the Mokum Ponu? From the Or Makiv. Ech yahiv Rav Chaim Itazal be'atzmo litlos et metzios ha'olomos ve'loma shenim shchum me'or en sof ha'makiv gufa. How can it be? Because we're not talking about the Or Makiv, because later on he says the olamos made from the kav, not from the Or Makiv. What's going on? Or be'ein echech lo klalazi. He doesn't bring any ra'i Rav Chaim Itazal. He says it comes from outside. Ki harim avuah vo lemata. Everything comes from the kav, and we're not up to that stage yet. Kol seidam shachosan mimenu hakol mufurish. Vod kiyarem uvoa b'shag damas davtes b'sof amudalet v'chein b'muvoshom shalbeis chelik alif per gimel yamokom hu yoses zach v'godol meula min ha'olam atzmo. In Cain, that means what? I'll read that again. Ki amokom hu yose zach v'godol u'me'ule min ha'olam atzmo. That means every world which is on top is always more me'ule than one which is underneath. In Cain, ech efshar lomar she'metzius olamos atzmon yimshechu min ha'en sof or en sof ha'makif v'amokom shelahem hu hari hu rak me'atzimtzum. Omnam, yesh loma. The kavanasu hu be'em is gamkem rak ala all. So he's changing the pshat. What the Rav Chaim Ital is saying, that the olamas of chitzonis come from outside, he wasn't referring to the or makiv, the or soiv, which is going on, but rather he was referring to the kav itself. Look at the way he fits it into the words, though. Yesh loma the kavanasu hu be'em is gamkem rak ala or the kav. Hanimshach me'or en sof amakiv letzorach hamitzius do'olamos kulam. Because we'll see in a minute that the or kav, which comes into the mokum tzimtzum, really the shorish is from the or en sof. The or en sof leaks into a kav, which goes right into the mokum ponoi. V'hine ali deize aze amar ki amshach z'or asher bekav, ma shenimshach bo me'or en sof amakiv. Ma bechinis asovev lehanekuda and soitz asher bo nase atzimtzu ine meze nimshach venase chitzonis olamos. So just around the kav we're talking about, that's going to make the chitzonis olamos. Amashe nimshach ve'akav mehayoses sovev Again, still in the Mokum Pono. We're not talking about outside the Mokum Pono. That was the Havamira. Here, we're talking about Sizalesh. We're talking within the Mokum Pono, just around the calf. So immediately around the calf, we're going to find that Koach is going to create the Chitzonis Olamas. And what's further outside that Mokum is going to create the Pnimis Olamas. Because we know all the Shefa has to come from the Kav. So the more the oil ends off, that means the calf which is coming inside, goes further down into the Mokum Pono, it gets less and less and less. That's actually called the Tzimtzum. That's Mimayim the oil. There's a cloud that we know the Mokum has to be bigger than the world because the Mokum holds the world. Who mishum the ika amokom anose v'sovel zakol hine hu rak or areshim or shanishva ashanishar me'atzimtzu me'aosh betchila. Because what makes the mokom so harsh? Not because it's a mokom per se, but rather because remember, as the or tzimtzum is retracting from that mokom and soi, it's leaving behind a or and sof. That's called the Reshimo. The Reshimo is the O and Sof. Vinisha Aram Mimeno Achis Talkus O Meikah the En Sof. O Mishum Sheoyser Reshimo Hine Hu Me'O Shebetchila Lachen Hu Yoyser Zach Umirule Me'O Nimsho Me'Akach. That's why, believe it or not, whatever's in the Mokum Pono is more choshev even than the calf which is going to come later on. And the calf is coming with what's inside the calf. It's coming with the oil and sof inside of it. So how can you say that whatever's inside is more choshev? Because that was already originally from the original oil that was there. Ki'ari hu, hu, me'o'a and sof e'elon atzmo, v'lachein hu, yoyse goldo be'echuz me'o'a nimshach acha kach be'akav. So let's make a little sikum over here. So what do we have over here? We have the Mokum Pono. How was the Mokum Pono created? From the oil and so which retracted itself left over the Shimos. What's that Rishima? The Rishima is the oil and so from the actual oil and so for soifer. Then the cow will come inside the Mokum Pono, mamish in the middle, which also holds the oil and so. The oil and so there is mamish dak, mitzamtzim itself. So of all the oils which are the most choshev, that's going to be the Neshima. After that's going to come the oil and so which is in the calf. And therefore, whatever's outside the calf is going to be creating the Chitzonis Olamos, and whatever's more outside, that means it's going into the Neshima, as far as I understand, it's going into the Neshima, that's going to create the Pnimis Olamos. Now let's see, he's going to speak this out. V'lamdeinu Harav, הרב חיים איתן זר בדבור רב כאן על המציאות הולומוס הנאסי מהאור הקו שהם נבחנים בחיצוניס פנימיס כנודה. Now we know, we'll see this along by the way in the Kavonas, by the Rashash, this is this big vault that you always mechalik every bechinas in pnimis and chitzonis. He gets it from the Etz Chaim, obviously. So the first instance we're going to see this mussag of pnimis and the chitzonis. We're going to see it over here, but the Gobi, which is the Rav Chaim Vital. Hine, melamdeinu Rav Chaim Vital zal shorosh achiluk shebechinoseyan. And shorosh, meaning why shorosh? Because everything started from here. We're starting from scratch. We know nothing of the kavanas. We don't any bechinas. We don't anything. We don't know spheres. But once we start learning it from scratch, from the beginning of beginnings, that's going to take us all towards Chaim. But with these yesoides that we're building up now. So the first time we're going to see the pinim sechitzans that we just mentioned is over here. Ki kol mashu'u yoyse pinimi, hine hu me'o and sof a makif a yoyse elyon. So whatever is more elyon, believe it or not, that makes the pinimis, which is a higher o, or pinimi, mozach. Kim tluim b'shorosh ham shachason, zem asher be'en sof a makif, because it comes from the on sof a makif. מפנים ולפנים שבו, ומשום שאין סוף מקיף אי אפשר לנו להבחין בו חיל כשורת חס ושלום. לכן אמר הרב חיים דב, ולשון את נזכר, די בזה שלא נחתר. What did he mean by that? Because why dive in? By dive in, I can't tell you too much. Because we're making bechin is nietzov. That is a no-no. We don't want to really go there, even though it's up. Ali with the emes is true, but everything's be'erichin, and therefore we have to be very, very careful that we speak the way we speak about the nietzov making chalukim. Sounds like a kotz nitiyas. But it's a lot. Lehazir shelo lachim adibov. Not to speak too much about it. Because our language is very limited to what we can say. Ki also is bonim lemalu me'atzimtzum. Ki moshe also v'lahavchin sham eze chiluki b'chinas chas v'sholom. Or mekoshkem, so mekoshkem lahavchin sham eze chiluki b'chinas chas v'sholom. We're starting making chiluki in the end. So that's already very, very dangerous. V'avchi kach amo. Then the Rav Chaim Tal says v'hizir shal tashov shah ki sham b'nekuda hi haya giloi din chas v'sholom. To think that really you have the giloi of the din chas v'sholom, as the Rav Chaim Tal says, because don't think you have the giloi din which comes out of that. Even though earlier on he said taki that is the giloi din. But so lama ki gam al tzimtzum also lachshov sheyesh sham b'chinas giloi din chas v'sholom. It's the same vote. Because we can't make chilukim over here. We're talking so high up to say we're talking about dinim. So that means there's din, there's chesed, there's different chilukim, bechinas that we can't do. Ki who kimo she'amru le'el she'kol zehu akol rak bechinas shorosh u'shoroshim ha'ne'elamim. It was very ne'elam. Aval atzimtzum ha'rishon me'atzmo hineh hu all zach v'bahir hu ki hu tehiro ilo'o. It's a very, very high place. Va'avir kadmon. These are two places mentioned in the Zohar. Tihiru ilo va'avir kadmon. Therefore, we have to be very careful. We can mention it in passing, but not to misboil too much about it. Now, I want to do the next lesson as well. Hine agat simsum. Hine agat simsum nizker asher az nas nishar amokam machalal. You know what? Actually, before we do this lesson, let's read a bit of the Etz Chaim, and then we're going to come back to that lesson. So let's see the Etz Chaim. You have it. It starts out Hine Acher Tzimtzum. Says the Arizal. Hine Acher Tzimtzum Aniske Le'el Asher Az Nisha Mokom Chalal Ve'Avir Ponoi Rikni. The lesson will explain to us why the repetition. We've already gone through this already about the mokum ponoi, how it's a mokum halal and it's an avir and it's ponoi and written all these very nice adjectives for the mokum ponoi. He's trying to stress something to us, and we'll see the lesson about this. Be'emtza or ve'emtzov mamish k'nis k'la'el, as he says, as I've already mentioned to you, I'm repeating to you again. He says. Hine kava haya mokom sheyochlo liot sham and etzalim and ivroim yitzurim venasim. These are all different bechinas for the world of atzilus, the world of bria, the world of yitzira, the world of atzia hanasim, which is referred to atzia. As hemshich mina or now we're starting the sugi of kav. As hemshich mina or and so kav echad yoshor mina or. It's going to come from the Oa Makiv. We're going to see a light coming in. Now, what is this? Kav Ichad, Yoshor, straight, Mina O, Ha'ogul, Shelo, Lemal, Melemal, Lemata. Actually, there's a Rashash over here that changes the Girsa. He says over here, they are Gobi Zayin, Ha'elion. Changes the Girsa. Ha'elion. Divrei Shalom. The Divrei Shalom is who? Is Rav, is the Rosh, we'll call him. Is Rafael Avram Shalom Sharabi. He's the Nechet, the grandchild of Rashash. So he brings down Shem, his Saba, which says he changed the gears. So there's a big enough community, there's a Sikha Machloikis over here after the Mshat. But you have to know whether it's talking about the Or Elyon, which is a high or the ogul. We talked about the ogul shalom or ogul. We'll see. And what about this? The or yosher, the cap which is coming in, is coming from the either or elyon or the or ogul.
Mid picture.
What?
You got the same picture?
No, a bit of a different picture. I have the more original picture. The original picture was this.
Which one?
Thickish at the top and very thin. That's the original picture.
I think this is a Madeira. I mean, is there a mile in, I mean, is there a liquid in the, that thing?
Yeah, they're very, very marked. They're very medallic in these pictures.
No, but I mean, well, it's not here, the film.
Yeah, that's not the original picture, no. Okay, so let's continue. We're talking about the cap coming in over there. And it comes from the Or Elyon, or the Or Ogul, Shiloh, Milimale Limata, from Ishtal Shel, the Yored, Tocha Chalal, Ahu Kazir. And he shows you a picture. So he's showing you that he himself, of Chavita, drew the picture.
Who is the Hagos Chadoshes?
Excuse me?
Who is the Hagos Chadoshes?
Hagos Chadoshes?
At this point, I've got number 11, which is Hagos Chadoshes.
I don't know, I don't have Hagos Chadoshes. I know the Hagos Ubi Urim, that's of Halperin, that's a famous Pirush.
That's your Gubi.
Huh?
That's your Gubi.
This is the Chadoshes here, Hagos Ubi Urim.
Yeah, I know, when, yeah, I got that down there, but I've got Hagos Chadoshes.
Yeah, I don't know, something new. and then it's Mishtalsha the O and Sof, as we call the calf, coming all the way down Mishtalsha the O, Tocha Chalala Hu Kazeh. The Rosh Elyon Shel HaKav Nimshach Mina and Sof Atzvo V'Nogeh Bo. So this calf is going to touch the O and Sof of Sovah, which is around the Makom Poneh. Omam Sima Kav Hazeh Lemata V'Sofah Eino Nogeh Bo O and Sof. When it comes down, it doesn't go all the way down to the bottom. Just like sort of hangs. V'dera kav aze nimsha mispashet o and sof limata. And dera kav, that means we're going to see the Diva Sholom explains dera kav is inside the kav, is nimsha mispashet o and sof. That means you're going to see the Diva Sholom is masbir. It's not very clear what is the bechina, what's the gather of this kav bechlal. But we're going to see there's two things in the kav. The kav is defined as a kav, meaning a keli, and the all and sof, which is the neshama shabo. So we're going to have a kav and an all, meaning or neshama and a goof, or a keli and a goof, a keli and a neshama, and all. Either keli and all, or goof and neshama. That's how we're magdi over here. So the kav is the tsino, the actual pipe, and inside the O and Sof. Mokum Chalala Hu Eitzil, and Mokum Chalala Hu Eitzil Ubora. So this claw. Listen to this lashon over here, and of Yaakov Hillel's Medayik over here, that the first Nivra that whatever was created, Yesh Me'ayin, because the vital all we see is Yesh Me'yesh. We all see is a ispashtus of all. That's what we're seeing. The all is megashim itself, becomes thicker, it changes, but there's nothing new actually being created. It's just transmuting itself into different forms. Only here we see the loshon of the mokum halal ahu heitzil created ubora v'yotza. And it was created. See, so there is Medayik over here, and it brings Mufur Shaloshan and Mufur Shoyev, that this is the first time we find Yesh Me'ayin. Yesh Me'ayin, something from nothing was created. V'yetzer, v'ase kol olam es kulam. And all the worlds were created inside of it. That's the second Mechelis. For phase two, all the worlds after that were created. Now, the kav ze ke'ein tzino dak echad, asher bo mispashet, v'nimshach mimeo or elyon shel ein sof, elo lomos, asher b'mokom avir chalalah. So you said, all those adjectives are clear. There's the kav, which is a tzino, it calls, and within that you have an or and sof, which is creating, and the or and sof is the chiddush. That's the electricity, that's the energy, that's the shefa that creates everything to come. Okay, so we'll stop here for 1 minute. We'll go to Tziva Leshem, and then we're going to come back to that. And there's many, many questions on this sugi over here of kav.
The kav is like a neck.
It's a string coming in, a string of light.
Well, I mean, it's the emsoi between the Insof and creation.
Yeah.
So we, mm-hmm.
The Kesher. It's the Torah. The Torah Kedosha. The Rashash calls it the Torah Kedosha. He says that is the Torah coming. That's our Kesh with Eivishter. We have in Otz Chaim, we saw that the only way to connect with Eivishter, the only way possible to have an avoidance Hashem, is through the Kav. If there was no Kav and we were nivra inside the Mokum Pono, we'd be like an empty space. There would be no connection between us and Eivishter.
But is it a correct motion to think that like a neck?
Why a neck?
Well, between the head and the goof.
Whatever you want to think about it.
No, is it wrong? That's the question. Is it a wrong motion?
Is it a neck? Is it a connection? Not really, because a neck is a very, very important part. Think about it as a sinew between one chelik of your body and another, between one muscle and another muscle. It's a tiny, tiny little sinew, not a neck. That's all you have to look at. It's a mamish, mamish, mitzvah. It's a me'at shebe me'at. The bare minimum to keep us alive. We'll see this mefush. Okay? It's a pedaploid. The connection that we have with the Eivishter is so little compared to what there could be in potential. It's unfathomable. We're getting a tipa shebe yam. And it's creating all this chiz that we have. All this mitziyasim, all the olamas, all the universes, everything you want, is like a tip of the end stuff which is coming in. So you can just imagine after many, many years, not I'm talking about 6,000, I'm talking about 7, 8, 9, 10, after 10,000 millennium, when everything reverts back to the Ramchal, and also the Arizal speaks about it, but Jesus obviously speaks about it in the Ramchal and the Leshem also go into exactly what's going to happen. There we're going to be really absorbed in the Eivishter, big time. Not this Tiva Shebe Yam, but that's not for now. Okay, so let's continue now in Ois Yud Zayin. As he explains that Biurim is, I find, the most important Pirush, because he goes into details which I haven't seen in any other Pirushim. You know, there are many Pirushim, like Nehuda, the Kam Shloma, the Sadi, you know, the Shami Shimon, you know, there are many, many different Pirushim, but I think the Leshem goes into details that, you know, nobody touches, nobody comes close to these details. So let's see, he's going to open up the sugya for us a little bit. V'hine, Atat Simsas, it says in Ois Yud Zayim, Aniske Le'el, Asher Bo Al Nisha Mokum Chala. So those were the words of Aviza. V'hine, Kava Aya Mokum. So no, hine. Nasari the tzimtzum gimel hachonas. Look at that. Already he's making bechinas for us here. So the tzimtzum created three preparations, or I would call it three gluim. Litzorech ametzius zeolamos, in order to prepare the ushering of the creation of the world. Ichadu amokam anoisi the sover that's called olamos, or called ametzius anoisim bo, the called meluo. We know a famous phrase in Chazal that the Kavshua is not in the Mokum, but rather, Hu Mekoimo Shel Oilam. The Eivishter is the Mekoimo Shel Oilam. He is the Mokum for the Oilam. Now, what is that reference to? It says Leshem. That's the Rishimo that left by the end sof. That is the foundations of everything that's going to come from now on. Remember, this is called the Rishimo. That's number one. That's what happened. That's the first hachona that happened under David Simpson. Second hachona is Ashenihu, a koach ha-gvuli shebetochon. This is a koach of restraint. Because think about it. You're imagining that this tremendous amount of shefa was pushed aside. Why is it not pushing itself naturally back into this mokum? What's keeping it, holding it back? These torrential rains, this tsunami. What's holding back the tsunami of Shefa to go back into the mokum ponoi? So he said that the koach ha-gvul shebetoich ha-shalidehu ha-gvul va-amida va-ashu va-atchum lekol metzius kulam. It's a special koach that was megale alidei tzimtzum. It's called koach ha-gvul, to hold the shefa back into place. Vashlishu koach avyes. This is a new koach, the thickness to make things thick. Asher beha tzimtzum. She'alidehu haguf akeil asher lekol echad. That means the koach obvious makes differentiations in the lights, because you have light which is dark and light which is gas. We saw this in Sha'akudim in Otto time. Remember that. So therefore, this all comes. This is the onfag and onfag. I feel bad for anybody who's missing these introductory shorim, because later on we're just going to take this as a pashtis of all dark or gas. We're not going to explain the lomas where it comes from, but this is the shosh where it's all going to start from. This is the sib of all sibas. So this is was mazmegale aridei, the sort of revealing, pushing away the all ends off of the all cheses megale. All these different koyches were coming out now. And then he continues. He says, "V'hine ache shehichin be'atzimtzum be'amtzimtzum et kol elo gimo achonas lifi rotzon izborach asher yasad aleihem et metzius kulo hine hemshich sham et o'or kav lehamsi et kol metzius kulo." Once he had all those hagdomas and those gedorim set up, those three achonas, then the Eishter started putting in the kav and sof. Hine hemshich sham et o'or kav lehamsi et kol metzius kulo. וכמו בכל כמוסו ואיחוסו ותכונוסו וכל אחד כאילו רצון לסבור אשר ברצו בהם והמציא אותם בכל תיקוניהם ונעשה על כל זה על ידי אור הקו אחרי שנכנס והצימצו והצימצו כמו שמובאו ואלה כבר תדעת זה האחרון אז קובע איתי יוד חס שבאמצע אור אין סוף ממש כנזכר לאל, הנה חוזר רע בזה על דבורו הראשון, שהוא כל הצמצום באמצע אור ואין סוף ממש, והוא כדי ללמדנו לקבוע בלבנו כי הנה, גם שהם צייע את כל המציאות הגוף הכלים והגבור למידה על כל אחד, הנה הוא, גם כן כל המציאות והנהגה הטבע שבהם, אם כל זה הוא האינסוף מקיף או שם בכל צדדיהם ועומדים תלויים רק עליו הוא על ידי שהוא על או אינסוף ועל ידי הנה אין הגבול ומידה שבהם וכן כל הבחין הזה הטבע הנה אין להם יסוד ההחליץ כלל ואין להם שליט על עצמוסיס כלל אלא תלויים הכל תמיד ברצון יתברר. That's the clue he wants to bring. So again, the question was, why is the Arizal keep on repeating to us again? Then the tzimtzus, the mokom ponui, this and that, and the other one, talk about it. We heard that already. Again, he's trying to remind us that at the end of the day, it's all mitli toloi on the Rotan Hashem. Because the Rotan Hashem is what keeping everything together. Because in one instant, the Eibusha can let the Koach HaGvul let go. The Mokom Poni gets flooded with the Mokom, with the Or and Sof, and everything disappears. Everything disappears in an instant. So not to think that it's on a Shlita Bifnei Atzmo, Chaz V'Sholem, that he created the Teva, created the worlds, and therefore it just runs by itself. But rather, it's Mit L'Tole always be the Rotan Hashem, which is the Or and Sof. V'zushe ama ki hem kulam rak be'emsa or and sof mamash. He's repeating to you that it's all toloi in the rotten of the end sof, because without the rotten end sof, nothing starts. Let's continue. Hare elayem shlita be'atzmis lekol gvul ve'tev v'shbe'em. So let's skip a few lines on the second column. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down from the second column. Ki yisod kol bria. Kula, hine tluye rak ala o and sof. Everything's totally on sof. You see the o and sof following the theme, following the thread. It starts from above, goes into the kav, goes into ag, goes into atilos, goes into bria. It's there everywhere, because that's the rotsim. Vehem asara mamoros asher bahem nivra oilam kenoda. So look at that. He's putting into the famous chazal with the 10 mamoros the Eibishter created the world. We call Elo Asam Mamoros Hem Kulam Kiloi the All and Sof. All these 10 Mamoros are what? That he created the world. We're saying again that what Volt is, the end sof is within everything. Those are the end sof. Sasha Nit Nizgale Behem. The 10 Mamoros are Giloi, all the All and Sof. Lehamtes Kolabriya Kulo. Do you hear that? So Nikud again, everything, if you want to know where's the Makor for all things to come, that's the All and Sof. And then he says five lines from the bottom. שניבוא אולם באור הגנוז ושוהו מרז דאור אינסוף ועליו מתקיים העולם תמיד. Again, a famous Zohar that says that the Raza, the Or Gonus, from the beginning, Parshas Bereishis and Rashi, Or Gonus. The Or Gonus is what? Zoter, that's the Or and Sof as well. The Or and Sof is everywhere. And that's what creates all the world. Let's continue. Oishu Tes, as Yimshach, Mina Or and Sof, Kavichad, Yosha, Mina Or, Igul, Shuhu. Now he's going to go more into depth into the tzimtzum, back into the tzimtzum. He's going to tie back into the kav. So zok the lesh or tzolona ki achishin stalik va'alalim alim harei nase alidei ze ki v'yochol gam bechinas tzimtzum bo'o amakif gamkem. Listen to that. So there's going to be a tzimtzum also in the o amakif. I'll explain. Because it's reversing back into itself. First tzimtzum, it goes back. Second tzimtzum, that's the kav comes in. We'll see in a minute why is he calling that tzimtzum. That's called the holy spashtus of all. It's coming in from on top, going to the mokum chalav. But nevertheless, he's calling that tzimtzum. Why is that? Asher hu akav hu rak b'chines kav dak. Kemo shumufash v'olech. V'omak inyan. Explains to the amkos here. Hine haya maschil b'chines tzimtzum gam b'hispashtus atzmo. That we know the at the beginning of the tzimtzum starts with the hispashtus atzmo. There's nothing there. There's a hispashtus called the O and stuff coming in. Ki kol hispashtus hay bechinas yitzias yirida l'madrigas hakadmus hakodemes. U'mashu bechinas tzimtzum v'ivoy kmo shmorah v'shatanta pe'egale v'sede abia pe'egale v'hari lanu ki gam hispashtus is gam kebechinas tzimtzum. Look at achidush nifla. Chiddush Nifta, we know there's two types of pula. It's called Hispashtus, and we're talking, and there's another Bechina called Histalkus. Hispashtus, Histalkus, going forward and going backwards, bringing back. You'd think logically when the Tzimtzum only applies to Histalkus, pulling in, retracting. No. Zok the Leshem, no, even Hispashtus is a Tzimtzum. Why is that? Because let's take for a marshal, let's take a marshal. You're pouring water onto a table. Okay, let's say the table's on a little bit of a slant. So you start off with water. The pool of water is that's not a very good example. Let's say I want something that's memayit itself. Let's talk about light, a flashlight. Very simple example. When I turn on a flashlight, where's the brightest part of the light? Where the source is by the actual light bulb, or is it further on 10 meters away? Obviously, what's the answer to that? By the source. Later on, when it goes 10 meters away, it's memayit the oil. That's called a tzimtzum. That's exactly what he's saying. And then he says, "V'istalkus hu b'chinat tzimtzum hasheni." So you have what's called the oil and so which is spashit. That's called a tzimtzum. Chiddush. And then the Histalkus, that's the Tzimtzum that we're talking about. Histalkus, that's talking about the O and Sof. Tzimtzum Sheni. Kol Zehu, Akol Hu, Be'o Atzmo, Ritzono Me'o Asher Allah V'Histalim. Kol Zehu, Zulat V'Tzimtzum Me'ikri, Shu'u Chalal, Rikni, Anisha, V'Nizgale, Acha Histalkus. The Mokum Chalal has nothing to do, per se, with Tzimtzum, because it's a Metzias which was Nivra Ali Deita Tzimtzum. Ela gam o atzmo haya gam kim shnei bechinas tzimtzum. We're talking about the o itself, not only the keli of tzimtzum, but we're talking about the o itself. It's nasi tzimtzum. Echav ispashtus vechav istalkus. Ve'elu shtei tzimtzum asher bo'o atzmo. Now, hine nimshach al etze kol hakav ve'ensof shu rak bechinas kav dak. Hu bechinas tzimtzum shlishi. Now, when we talked about Hispashtus and Histalkus, that's all in the O and Sof. And then you have the Kav coming in. That's another, that's the Tzimtzum Shlishi, he calls that. Why again? This is the flashlight scenario. It's brightest at the top. When it comes more into the mokum ponoi, it becomes more and more memayit itself. Asher gam be'or atzmo v'zusha me'or akav hu nimshach me'or ogul shelo shu min atzimtzum hasheni. It comes from the original tzimtzum. So it's a tzimtzum from a tzimtzum. You got me? Third tzimtzum. Asher alu istalkus nistam sema ve'ala ve'nasi igul mesaviv lechalal. V'hine, mize yotza akav dak. That's why it became dak. But from Asher alu tishin nistam sema o od b'tzimtzum shlishi, mispash the o rak b'chin is dak, kav dak levad. O mina o od da de kav ha'un Hine nimshach meze kol olamos kulam. Everything, all the ganze mitzvahs happen because of a third comes out from a tzotzah of a tzimtzum shlishi. Milamdei meze od ki o akav hine yatsa v'nase rak me'or asher haya b'tchilas b'mokom b'chalal. Now the o akav hine yatsa v'nase rak me'or asher haya b'tchilas b'mokom b'chalal. Vehine asher ala lemalam, venas bechinas igul sabi v'chalam. So where does the oil and soap, which is inside the cup, where does it come from? It comes where from the oil, which is originally from the mokum tzimtzoi. You're following this? It gets a little complicated. You had oil in the mokum, which is going to be the future mokum tzimtzoi. It's mistalik itself. That silica oil, which is called oil, which has had a tzimtzum to it, now that's going to filter itself back into the oil akav dak. That's another tzimtzum. That's a three tzimtzums. V'hine me'ozo oil atzmo acher she'ala yatza oil dekav lo mechiz oil yosem meule, and doesn't come from the oil meule. V'zu she'ama shehine nimshach me'or ogul shelo. V'yishal lavo b'ze b'yesef piu. We can't go into more details. V'hu rachum yechaper. I hope I did not say too much to the lesson. Now I want to point out to you, though, it's a very beautiful view, but the Rav Yaakov Hillel points out over here that the Lechora, the Rashash will be choilek on this Leshem. Rashash lived long time before the Leshem, right? 200 years before the Leshem, and because he changes the Gersa, it's a different Gersa. I'm not sure if he changed the Gersa or is it a different Gersa, but he says that Shuhu Nimshach Mina or Elion. Not from an or ego. So it's Medag of Yaakov that there's a difference with or Elion or ego. That's why the Rashash changed it. So the or Elion is way, way above. That's talking about the or which is above the Mokum. So that's where the light of the or and sof, which is coming to the calf. It's coming from the or Elion. Not like this Leshem. But of course, the Leshem we're talking about or ego because that's his Girsa, which is a Totsof from the original or which was in the Mokum Poner. Let's continue. Vine. We find this same vote by Akudim and Besha Motu Vemoti, Vispashtus, Arishan Hu Achokma, Vistalkus, Arishan Hu Babuchokma or Bina, and Bukhul Bukhul. Let's look at the end of that paragraph. Shuhu saw the Malchus, Shuhu Leoilam, Bukhin is Avir, Lechenu Nikra Nekeva, Al Shem Nekeva, Anekeva Chalal Shabok, Moshe Omro, Besef Abahir. So that Mokum Tzimtzum is called the Mokum Malchus. Let's continue. Next paragraph. Hine, Noda, ki kol ha'or sheyod me'ela kedei litzgale lemata, hine mitzamtzen saladin yiridosa ve'enu chozer ol v'madregosa harishon gam ache she'ola nistalek. Because you're going to have a halami that the O which is in this Mokum Poner, which was retreated, which retracted, l'chor, which should get back to dinim than had originally. It's less mitzumtzum now. It's back more to its original pristine state of the awe of the Ensof. No, once it had a tzimtzum, even though it retracts, it stays and still has a dim of tzimtzum. Ve'eno omid lemalah bechinas ella she'omid lemalah bechinas shorosh elyon le'atachton. But where it comes back. And it places and it has a role of a shorosh for everything which is going to come later on. That's a huge cloud. V'cheinu b'inyanenu ki kol oisa o shayim v'tchila b'oisa mokum me'atzimtzum inehu nisha le'olam v'china shorosh le'akav. and everything that was there originally from the original ore and so is nase shorish to the calf. Hashem should give us kapara for what we were megale, says the Lashem. tremendous yesoidus we find here in the Lashem. But whatever is here now, you have to know it has a shorish from the all and self originally that had all these bechinas. Now let's finally get into the sugya of kav. V'derek kav azeh is an ois chav. An ois chav derek kav azeh nimshal mispashes all and self lemata. Ve'agam hu ki me'achav mispashes ve'akav shehu rak kav dak. אם קיים הרי נמצא בו והרי הוא אין עוד מעט בחינס אור אין סוף אך הכוונו הוא כי אויסר אור שמספש בעקב הנה מצד עצמו שבכוח מספש בלי גבול ושור מידה כלל כל הצמצום הוא רק על ידי עקב. So there's a difference. Now listen to this. We're not talking about the צמצום באיכוס, but rather בקמוס. That's what he's saying over here, because the איכוס, all is all. Remember the klal. All is poshut. All poshut. Even in the kav, it's all poshut. We'll be mazbir. There's divrei shalom on this. But nevertheless, the kamus was restricted by a little tzino, which limited the amount of all which could go inside. That created what's called a tzimtzum.
If it's tzino, I mean, however thick it is, kaviyachol, and you can still send the same amount of all down it.
Anyway. Or Ensof has no gvul, it's Ensof. Ensof you can't contain in anything because it's Ensof. Continue gets bigger and bigger. But with the fact that they actually created a chiddush called a tzino, right, and putting a bit of light inside, because that's all you can fit in there, that's called tzimtzum. And it's tzimtzum, the kamus of the or, as opposed to the echos. The echos is still.
No, what I mean is, as it were, if you send the all down much faster, you'll have a lot more going down it, as opposed to if it's as it were just going.
No, it's not giving more in there. It's not filling up the hole. Kiviyachol. That's not what's happening.
The oil is moving down the cap.
Then it stops. Eventually, it stops.
I understand.
It can't reach the other side of the mokum ponoi. We're talking about it looks like an onion. This thing, this mokum ponoi. You're putting a needle within this onion, and it's reaching like halfway down. That's it. Stops there. So how much oil can you put in that cover? It fills up straight away. So it's very, very limited in the amount of oil that you can put there. That's the tzimtzum in Sefer Lashon. It's not in the kam. It's not in the echus. It's in the kamos. That's what he said. The koach is pashtus bli gvul v'shul mida b'klal. The koach tzitzum hu rak al yedei akav. The kav limits the kamos. Shuhu b'chinas keili elav. Omnam kol koach de akav atzitzum hinu hu omed le'olam rak b'chinas rotzon. Again, it goes back on his wall. So we're going to go over to the next page over here in Ois Chavav. In Ois Chavav, it says as follows. וקו זה כאין צינור דק אחד אשר בו מספשה ונמשך ממי האור אלא של אין סוף אלא לומס וכן אמר לאל וסומור ודרך הקו הזה נמשך מספשה אור אין סוף למטה. הנה
זה כפו אויס חף א', סורי,
אויס חף א'. הנה מבוא מהלושן הזה שהקו הנה הוא גם בבחינת אור וכלי. Okay, that's the mitzvah of the calf. There's an oil and there's a keli. A lot of people don't understand that. They think it's just one big oil. No, it's oil and keli. The shaila is going to be, how is this keli created? Ki akav atzmo hu keli, umimei ha'or elyo mispashel v'nimshach b'derech bo hu ha'or ha'neshama shebo. Hare havi ha'akav sheshtei b'chinas ha'or ha'keli. There's two b'chinas. Guf neshama. V'chein kotzav gam v'chinas divo yishol m'biyo kan בדיבור המסחיל המשך אינסוף שהקו הוא בשתי בחינס אור ולבוש אין שם. אוקיי, דיבור שולם is who? דרוש. Who's דרוש? חפייל אברהם שולם Shirabi, the nechid of the Rashash. Nevertheless, he has a kasha. Omer, Marui lanu lavchim hecha nishavi b'chinas levush hazeh asher be'akav. Now, where does keli come from? We spoke about the all and sof coming in into the mokum ponu poshut. It's all. Where's the keli come from? That's the chiddush. So Zokta is this all P, by the way, this all LP the Diva Shalom. But I think I'm not sure. I don't remember seeing in the Diva Shalom this Yitzchak Srug, which he's going to bring, which is the Talmud Ariza. But it's all along the same lines. So he says, Ach, ba'oimek devorim bezeh, and this is the godless of the lesson. Though he has a koach, has a bora, shen kamo. Al pi ha-kabolas of Rizol Sorug Zal, be'inen ha-masach va-paugu de-shanasi be-chalal ha-tzimtzum be-kol tzivivo. Now this is not mefurish b'chalal in Arizon. Again, from different, not from the Rav Chaim Vital, but rather from a different Talmud called Rav Yisrael Sorug.
He's blaming it on the Arizal, isn't it?
Not blaming, it's a Talmud of Arizal. This is what he received from Arizal, isn't it? Eid Neiman. But for Ezra Tam Shi'i, the Rav Chaim Vital did not bring down brought down one or two Shmuz, but not all the Shmuz. Lehafzik le'or, and so for Makis, Shalom Yikas v'chalav v'nasi me'ad bitnim, v'chinas masach v'pagod, ki hadin kamsa de'levushe minei, because civivo the halal kulo. So what is he saying? He's talking about within. Just imagine the scenario over here. We have an empty mokum halal here. We have a round of the oh and sof. The question is, why doesn't the oh and sof flood back into the mokum pony? Why? Because there's a geder which is holding it back. A mokum masach, a mokum palgud, which is holding it all back. That's the chiddush of this new bechina called Masach upaugud. The shot is, where does it come from? Va'ay devarein b'zeh b'sevah kodesh b'shah pone kodim perik hey kavah manu le'el. What?
B'sevah kodesh.
This is the hakdamas shorim of the leshem.
Oh, he's quoting himself.
He's quoting himself. Yeah, I shall in my own sefer. Hagdomas v'shalavim. What?
Dante Sifri.
The sefer. You know, look in the sefer, which we call Hakodesh. B'shapon ekodim perik hey. Kvar amanu le'el oistetvav. Shegam Rav Chaim Vital zal meramez al ze. So he says that even though it does not sound before, but he says Rav Chaim Vital always is masking to this great chiddush of pagud and masa. Because we know he spoke about the Esesfiros HaKamusim that we spoke about early on, and even within the Oh and Sof, there's Bechinas of the Oh and Sof. V'hu Rachu Michapem, Kemo Shkos V'Shah Drushe Abia Perak Beis, Kebina Hi Bechinas Guf. As I stated. Le'or hakav gamken. Oh, so there's the answer to our question. We asked the question was, where does the keli of the kav come from? We know there's an or and sof. So that comes from this masach and palgud created the kav, the actual tsino where the or and sof was stored.
I don't understand this.
Hine haya nimshach shuhu v'nir tiko, that means levush imo, the haino o im ashefa shua levush b'yachav v'nimshachim shneim b'chinas kav dak or im levush v'nimsa ki ayum nimshachim shneim b'chinas o en sof v'makiv o me'a o v'alevush me'a levush v'shneim nasi kav b'chinas o v'kiv. So now let's talk about this, make a sikum over here. And the tikkun is as follows, very simply, is that we have two bechinas over here. The first bechina is the kav coming in, which is a keli. Okay? Remember, we have this onion called the mokum ponui. There's no light. Only the oil dinim there. Which we call the keli. The keli, which is the mokum ponui. Not to be mistaken with the sino, which is coming in now, from the oil itself, which is around the mokum ponui. You understand so far? And then within that, there's a little string of all and sof, asoiga, which is going into the tzino, which is going around halfway down into the mokum ponui. So far, so good? So where does the all come from? We just said, from the all elyon, which is around the mokum ponui. But where's the kav come? Where's the keli? How is the keli formed, this tzino that we spoke about, this pipe? Zog telesh, b'shem rev Yisrael Sarug, it comes from the pargut. What's pargut? Mechtesim. It's a new music. Masach pargut. You know what it is? It's that that's all the oil that was shoved outwards from the mokum ponui, which was mefane itself, created like a big wall, keeping out the oil and sof from the mokum ponui. So let's say this is the empty space, mokum chalal rik. This is the oil originally, which was pushed up and formed the wall, and the oil and sof, which is coming over here, all outside. So from this oil, which was originally, again, from the which was originally inside this mokum ponui, that created the kav. So just imagine now the oil and sof, which is out here, is coming in, breaking through here. It's actually looking like this. It's pushing in and taking with it some of this palgud and going all the way into the mokum ponui. That's going to be the kav and the all which is inside. That's the revelation word.
You're saying the kav is, as it were, concretized all.
That's right. Because it was concretized, in your words, where it was megashim, we call it. And it did its tzimtzum power, it retracted itself. Okay? And it sort of crumpled, it folded itself up, until it got to the where it's supposed to get to. That's my foolish way. Go over that. But I have to mention that the that there are cholkim on this pshat. They hold that the that's not where the shemish. I'm going to quote you the shemishimon and the agol and the otzotzchayim and the dasu tfuna, which is the from the ben shchay dasu tfuna with a sort of kitzol the etzchayim. They learn that the keli of this kav came from the orishimo. Similar, not similar. Because at the end of the day, it's all the oil and sof. Except the Leshen is saying the oil and sof which was retracted, it came from here. But they're saying no, the oil and sof which was left inside the mokum ponui, which is little rishimos of light, which we've learned before, that's the foundation of everything that's going to create. That is the foundation of the keli of the oil of the kav. That's where it comes from. So
are they different auras?
Yes, because at the end of the day, this had more of a tzimtzum happening to it. Remember, what happened was it was mitzamtzem, the spashtus, the Leshen calls it. It calls that a tzimtzum, and then again another tzimtzum shlishi, which pulled the oil back, right? So that could be less intense, as opposed to the oil rishimu, which was just left there. Okay? So, it's a stickler of machloikis about that, and the Rav Yaakov Hillis, in Ois Vav, in Shosh Hayam, seems to taking on like these other mefarshim, and he sort of says it's sort of mashma later on in the Etzchaim, like this mefarshim. But every time she hear, we have the Rav Yisrael Sarug saying this, which is Gorgo Choshev with the types of thing or with the Leshen. Bikitsu, okay, so unfortunately we did not finish the sugya of Kav. So sure, we'll get back to it, and we're holding by the Leshen Chaf base, those who are following with us. Okay, Shkoyach.